From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. 12 days after its departure hull was damaged by suicide bombers, Brussels' main airport will partially reopen for passenger flights on Sunday. Much tighter security is expected. Speaking to reporters Saturday, Zaventem Airport Chief Executive Arno Feist confirmed that three Brussels Airlines flights will leave for Faro, Turin, and Athens from Belgium's main airport. Feist also announced temporary repair work and security features that will be used at the airport as it works to return towards full operation. U.S. President Barack Obama has praised this week's nuclear security summit, saying that it gave visiting countries a chance to focus on the fight against terrorist groups like the Islamic State. In his weekly media address, Mr. Obama said that many of those attending the conference are either fighting Islamic State or have an interest in seeing it overthrown.
Our summit was also another opportunity to make sure the world remains united and focused on destroying ISIL. A majority of the nations who came here are part of our global coalition against ISIL. A number of our countries have been targeted by ISIL. Just about all of our nations have seen citizens travel to join ISIL in Syria and Iraq.
The president added the summit's goal of reducing the world's nuclear materials is especially important in light of the rise of terrorist networks that would use nuclear devices given the chance. Mr. Obama said Islamic State continues to lose ground, even though it has been behind attacks in Paris, Turkey, and Brussels. The president said the fight against Islamic State and other terrorist organizations will be a difficult one. This is VOA News. Reports from Mogadishu, Somalia say seven people, including three intelligence security officers, have died in three separate shootings Saturday. The violence comes just one day after confirmation from a U.S. official that an airstrike killed a senior member of the Al-Shabaab militant group. Two of the shooting incidents involved masked or unidentified gunmen, with one killing two officers with Somalia's National Intelligence Agency. The third incident occurred when government security forces carrying out an operation opened fire on a crowd protesting their actions, killing three and wounding one. Al-Shabaab's assassin, Hassan Ali Dor, was killed on Friday by a U.S. drone strike. The Somali government last year had put him on a most wanted list of 12 people involved in terror attacks in Mogadishu. Meanwhile, Kenya marked the one-year anniversary of the brutal Al-Shabaab attack on Nairobi's Garissa University that killed 148 people, most of them students. As Mohamed Yusuf reports, families of the victims held a memorial service in Nairobi Saturday.
In central Nairobi, a handful of parents met in a public park to remember the victims of the Garissa University attack. The parents lit candles and one after the other stood to talk about their loss and to give words of encouragement to help others overcome their loss. In April 2015, a group of armed men from the militant group Al-Shabaab stormed the university before sunrise and started killing the students. Al-Shabaab militants said they attacked the campus in retaliation for Kenyan military operations in Somalia. The siege at Garissa went on for at least 12 hours. Kenyan security forces were severely criticized for their slow response. For now, Garissa University victims' families continue to overcome the pain. But many feel they have been abandoned by the state and their communities, as some continue to search for answers what happened that day at the university. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
The Turkish Coast Guard intercepted more than 60 migrants and refugees in the Aegean Sea as they tried to reach the Greek island of Lesbos on Saturday. The group, including Syrians, was transported to the western Turkish town of Dikili in compliance with an EU-Turkey deal that takes effect April 4th. Dikili is one of the designated centers for migrants who were sent back to Turkey. Some 300 anti-migrant protesters, that is, in Dikili demonstrated Saturday against registration desks and refugee camps for the rejected asylum seekers in their town. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.